Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, which is held every month, will be on May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening? I will pause 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York, Mobile.
All right, Kevin, you're mobiling along. It's cooled off some. Was it warm in Oneonta today?
Yeah, just hung out at the Pinder's Corners Fire Department. We're getting ready for our Mother's Day barbecue, which will take place on Route 23 Southside, east of Oneonta, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday. So we're getting the chicken all set and getting the fire department all ready to go. So, tell you what, I'll turn it back to Nett so others can check in. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, well, happy trails and enjoy your weekend. I will now pause another moment or two to see if we have any other Echo Link stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. Okay. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in with us this evening? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests. Please call now.
And 2OYQ, good evening, Kathy.
Okay, any additional stations that would like to join us on this beautiful Friday evening?
Good evening, WA to you.
Okay, John. And we have Dan and John with us this evening. Dan, how are you doing today and how did you enjoy this gorgeous day?
Good evening, Kathy and John and anyone else who may be listening are going to come in here. Hopefully you get more check-ins, Kathy. Oh, it was a beautiful day. Oh, my God, you're right. It was fantastic. A lot of sun and temperatures right where we like them. And it was a super day, super day. And you got the windows all open here tonight. So we got 65 degrees at the present time, but we had. It was up in the 80s today, so we're pretty happy about that. Spent a little time outside today, not as much as I have here in the last couple of days, but... Otherwise, if I was outside, I had to do some running around, and, but, anyways, But it was a fantastic day, though. And like you say, it's a beautiful evening, that's for sure. So, that's what's, I think it's only supposed to get down high 50s tonight, and a low high 50s, low 60s. So that'd be a good night, for sure. So. Okay, Kathy, you have a good evening. You're doing a really good job. Talk to you later. And to a lot, Joe Clara.
Well, thank you, Dan, for the compliment, and we have our windows wide open here, too. It's so nice to have fresh air in the house after the long, long winter. Yep, it was warm today. We were a little too toasty for our northern blood, so we stayed inside. It was nice and cool and didn't do as much outside, but we had a good day. Okay, next up is WA2U.
Well, good evening to everyone. Good evening to you, Dan, and to Kevin and Kathy sitting here, of course, and the multitude of listeners that are out there, maybe with their portables. We were we had company last night, and we sat around the fire ring out there, so it was a contained area, so it worked out nicely for us. But it was beautiful outside last night. Sat around and had some 807s and whistled a bit of music, and boy, it really it cooled off by 9 p.m. last evening. Didn't do a lot today. We were kind of caught up on the wood. We got some wood to stack, but I'm figuring out my plans. I think getting up relatively early. We don't have neighbors too close. Cutting logs in the morning or maybe in the evening after the sun has gone down a little bit. But boy, the logs are right out there and they open, so it's a little bit toasty today once you put a helmet on and all the rest of the stuff. So. But our friends have been working on their pool, and everybody's getting their boats ready for the lake, and it's absolutely gorgeous outside this time of year. So looking forward to listening to some music tomorrow evening and having some beverages and just enjoying things. As Kathy mentioned, the windows are wide open here. Nice to get some fresh air going through the house. So turn it back over to Nat. Maybe we'll have some other people joining us. Oh, and by the way, not that I'm involved, but it seems like there's always projects. Kevin mentioned some stuff he's doing with a fireplace, the fire people tomorrow, or Sunday rather. Yeah, it's a good time of the year. A lot of places. I was talking to a place that where we bought our stove. They got some stuff going on up in Old Forge, and where we bought our wood splitter down at Barnable. They got a show going on tomorrow, so it's a time of the year to, if you're totally bored, you can go around in your favorite sports vehicle and check out some of the stuff that's, while the weather's great, get out and take a look-see for different things. I think it's kind of interesting. They're talking about snowmobiles and stuff tomorrow, so, and along with other things. So we'll turn it back over to Nat. Let's see, I'm trying to look at the calendar here. I will mention, though, the second Saturday of every month at 10 a.m., the second Saturday, is the eCars roll call on 7.255. 7.255 roll call starting at 10 a.m. That's kind of neat, especially if you've got an RV and you travel around. A lot of camaraderie on that net. So, WA2U back to that. 7-3, everyone have a great weekend.
Okay, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
K2KPR. Metro KPR.
Okay, got you, Rich. Any other?
KD2DXJ.
Okay, is that DXJ Randy?
This is Bill. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima. KD2DXJ in Governor, New York.
Wow, Bill, you're way up in St. Lawrence area. Wow. Okay, just going to pause a moment to see if we have any other check-ins. Please call now. Okay, we have Rich and Bill. Rich, if it's okay with you, up so far north, in case conditions change and we lose them, I'm going to have Bill chat with us first. So So how are things way up there?
Good evening, Kathy, and everyone else on the net. Well, usually I'm sleeping right now, but I happen to be up a little late tonight. So I've checked into this net before, but not very often. And in Governor today, we had a high at my house of about 87 degrees, and right now it's 66 degrees. And I worked till 11 o'clock today, and then I came home, mowed lawns, and I had a wood pile also, and I finished the last two logs, cutting them up when I first got home, and just worked outside and did a little rototilling in the garden. So, sitting here, and I was trying to make some contacts on the HF and heard your net. So everyone have a good weekend. This is KD2DXJ.
Well, thanks for joining us, Bill, and thanks for postponing your slumber to join us. Okay, now we'll go to Rich. Rich, how are you doing?
Well, let's just say I'm doing. I am trying to get settled in here. Still, I still got a lot of stuff to get rid of and figure out what I'm going to keep and what I'm not going to keep. Still got to rearrange everything in here so everything fits all right. Especially since I have a scooter coming, so got to park that in here someplace too. So. But, like I said, I am getting there little by little. And usually, like Bill, I'm usually passed out cold by now. But I was also up a little late today, so I took an early nap this afternoon. It was too hot to sleep, too hot to stay awake, so I just decided, well, lay down for a few hours and see what happens. Well, I got up and searched from one of my extension cords and hooked the van up to cool it down. And it did hit 86 here in the apartment, so I can't wait till I get an air conditioner. It's going to be so nice. Back to you, Kathy, and to KBS.
Well, glad to hear you all moved in, and supposed to get rid of stuff before you move. wondering, is there a gentleman, older gentleman by the name of Leon in your apartment complex?
I'm not sure. I've met a few of the people, but not, you know, considering there's many apartments that's in here. There should be, let's see, Leon. Can't remember even passing his name on a door on the way over to my end. I don't know, I'll check around and find out. I'll have to talk with the people that I do know here.
Okay, we were just wondering because he's the gentleman, he's in his 90s, and a very tall and slender gentleman, and we bought his house, so he's the former owner of our house here, so. And we heard that he moved from here to that apartment complex. But sure, that'd be great. Okay. Are there any further comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
Okay, Susan. Hi, Kathy.
Oh, good, Jack. Better late than never. We missed you last week. How are you and Goddess Carol doing?
Yeah, well, we're doing pretty good down here. Well, I can already complain about the heat because we're up to 89 today. I don't like the extreme cold, I don't like the extreme heat. But the air conditioning's been running here, I don't know, it's been kept the house really nice. And other than that, we've got just a busy day doing errands and things around the house here and outside as well, actually. So, that's about it. And, yeah, it's been a couple of nights I've been tied up on the phone and everything else. It might have been last week that I missed out. But I try to make it if I can. Although sometimes, as you and your hubby know, that I get wiped out by the repeater there in Rochester. So, we'll say 73's all around. KA2000Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, say hi to Carol for us, and thank you for taking the time to check in with us. All right, and one more call up to see if there's any more check-ins before we close. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net.
Query.
Go ahead, Rich.
Dan, are you and John mad at me for something?
No, not in the least. No. It's, you hadn't been on for moving, so we hadn't heard you. So, nope.
Okay, before I left, well, probably 2 months before I left, when I found out I was going to get to this apartment, I called you guys up 3 or 4 times and got no answer and no response, no return calls or nothing.
Well, we've been busier than, we've been crazy busy, and we aren't involved with the Sequoia group any longer, so, but we've been burning candles at both ends here, but nope, we're fine, but thanks for joining us this evening too, Rich.
Well, I'm hoping to be joining the club when I get the extra cash. I'll start getting a little more active here, but I gotta get my scooter and keep this place organized. My goodness. It would pay to have a female here tell me how to organize this place right now. Believe me. Okay, Daddy, back to you. 7388, everybody. Have a great evening, great weekend, and to keep you.
Okay. Before I close the net, I always have the end of net joke here, so here we go. This one is called In Memoriam. Seeing her friend Sally wearing a new locket, Meg asks if there is a memento of some sort inside. Yes, Sally says, a lock of my husband's hair. But Larry's still alive. Sally says, I know, but his hair is gone. Okay. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin, Dan, John, Rich, Bill, and Jack for checking in with us this evening, and all those also who are listening. Everyone have a great weekend. 73, this is KC2YXN Clear.
Hey, Kathy, one question. Where is Sequoia? Where is that located?
Okay, it's south of where we are in Remsen. It's near Waterville, the Waterville area.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted, because I know on this radio here, I get a phone, a book, a phone, a paper, something with all the different repeaters on it, and I program it into my... I plugged that into my radio and my 2-meter here, and I can bring that repeater pretty good. And I think it was this morning or yesterday morning, I talked on that repeater. And so that was, but I couldn't just figure out where it was located. And also, Rich, I think you're the Rich back, oh, I don't know, 15 years ago, that used to be on the Bone Bill repeater lot. And I think you lived in Rems at the time. That same Rich?
That's the same one. And by the way, Sequoia's about just about southwest of you, Dan.
Yeah, you're really Rich. Really. Yeah, I'm not. You come in here, and I said, boy, that voice sounds familiar. I heard that sometime or other, but it's been a while. But, so, where are you at now? Are you back to Remsen, or? No, I live right here in Boonville now. I moved over here about a month ago.
Oh, that's great. That's great, Rich. Well, I'll be darned. So, where was you before this then? Because you already haven't been on the radio, or did you move somewhere else that we couldn't get in?
Well, I've been running my Bolthang portables here. I haven't got the big one hooked up yet. And not that I can think I can get out any place with it, but I figured I'd see what I could do after I hook it up. But when I moved in here, I asked if there was any antenna restrictions. She said, no. I said, oh, I can put one up on the roof. She said, nobody's allowed on the roof. When I took a good look at the roof, I understood why. Standing seam metal, and then that stuff is like... So I guess I'm just going to have to run with it in the apartment. That's about it. But I'm up on the second floor, so I'm high enough up, maybe, to get over Jackson Hill. At least I hope I am.
That's pretty good, Rich. It was good to hear you. It's good to hear you, for sure. And it's been some time. But I thought it was that voice. Boy, that voice sounds familiar. Okay, pretty good, Rich. And Kat, thanks all for that information. And we'll talk to you all later. Have a good night. And to white, to clear.
Hey, Dan. Sam here. Long time no here. And, I'll be around more often. I should be anyways. If I have a good pass to eat and get up to where I can get some sleep at night. You know. That's my problem. I'm not sleeping well at night, so cause it's too warm. And then I take a nap during the day, which doesn't help matters any. I figure with all the caffeine I take, I'd be wide awake all night long, but it doesn't work that way.
Rich, but where were you living before you moved to Boonville?
Say that again, Dan.
Where were you living before you moved to Boonville?
I was in Rumson before I moved here. Old Forge before that. Virginia before that.
I remember you was up Old Forge too, and I remember you was in Remsen one time too. Okay, very good. Hope to run into you one of these days. Like I said, the radio club thing is it's always the third Tuesday, and then they meet at the Dot Platt place there. I can't remember what street it is right now, but you're always welcome, Rich. So, N2OIQ, we'll be clear.
Well, I was hoping maybe I'd get somebody to swing by here sometime and pick me up and take me over to the meeting and sort of sit in on the meeting. Talk to some of the guys you used to talk to all the time. But yeah, I do want to join the club over here. Since I'm here and I'm going to be here for a long time, probably till the day I die, and or until the day I win the lottery and get my land, one of the two.
To KPR, WATU.
John, you calling me into KPR?
Yep, you're the only M2 KPR. Well, at least you don't have to worry about standing in the right spot and worrying about noise and, you know, you're full crunching of the repeater, Rich, so you probably could get any place in your apartment. You don't have to worry. That's one thing you don't have to worry about. And Kathy and I know some people call us here on the repeater because we're members of the club, and where the radio is in the house here, a lot of times, you know, it's usually in the evening or if we have it on in the morning or something, but... it's usually sitting on this frequency or it's in scan or something, so, relatively quiet, the repeater works well, it's not hooked to 15 repeaters, the echo link works nice, so this is usually where, you know, if we're near the radio, and someone, this is usually where they're gonna find us.
Okay, well, that's nice to know. At least, like I said, maybe if I can stay awake a little more often now, then
Of course, get out and get do things, so I expend a little energy. That would help a lot, too. But I'd sleep a lot better at night.
Well, once you get the air conditioning hooked up, it'll help get rid of all the humidity. It'll make breathing a lot easier and stuff for you. So hopefully you get that all that squared away. You know, you get the comfort level there, and that'll be good. So yeah, moving is we know all about that. But we've been doing a lot of stuff with the wood and didn't do much today, but a couple of the other days, and deciding, as you mentioned, the napkin, get up there early in the morning, probably in the evening, and cut up some more of the logs and block them up, and take them over to the wood splitter and split them up. So been, you know, kind of doing that, working on other projects around the house here. And there's always something to do. So yeah, I know I heard you a couple times check in. I don't know if it was this net or maybe it was Octane, and I didn't hear anything after that, so I didn't know what other repeaters you could actually access from up there. But you certainly sound fine on the handheld now, so you know, you don't have to worry about antennas and things if you're getting into this repeater as solid as you are now. You're probably real close to the repeater.
Yeah, I was talking on the 3-3 one day, and somebody asked me, he said, well, did you move? And I said, yeah. I said, I live over here in Bullville now. He says, no. Did you move closer to the repeater? He says, you're bombing into it. Sounds funny, because I used to live right down the hill from it, and I could see the repeater antenna from my apartment. I says, well, I had a perfect straight-line shot. He says, well, you got a better one now. He says, you're just as clear as a bell into it. He said, and it's really coming in loud. And I says, okay. So I dropped his radio down to 2 watts, and he said I was doing fine. Perfect tone and everything. So that's funny the way things go around here.
Oh yeah, I'll say good evening. Dan's still listening. I wanted to mention about Leon. Yeah, he's the original owner of this house. His wife, Margaret, him, lived here for many, many years, and his wife passed away, and he moved up there to Courtenay Village. I think he's on the first floor, and I don't remember what color his car was. Maybe I was going to ask Kathy. Not a new car. But I'll have to ask her, but he's always taking a walk early in the morning, as Kathy said, kind of tall, very, very thin, about 90 years old. And my guess, he's also on the first floor. He's got two kitties. I think they allowed him to have two kitties.
Okay, now if he's got a new car, he's got to be over on the other side of the building. Over in what we call the rich people site.
I was yelling to Kathy. She's at the other end of the house. She can't hear me. No, he's got an older car. I was trying to remember what color it was, though. Cause I don't know how the parking situation is there, but probably parks it right outside. But I know even when he was here every day, he would take, you know, he'd walk around the lake here or whatever, get out there every day and get some sort of exercise. So I know he's real happy with it up there because, you know, the grocery store and some of the stuff is relatively close, and he's got other relatives and stuff up there. So I think you're probably pretty happy that you've moved up there, and once you get everything in place, you'll even be happier, Rich.
Well, I know when I get that scooter, I'm going to be a lot happier. I already got plans on what I'm going to do, and the first thing that I'm going to do is go fishing down here at this little pond over by the park. I know it's going to be stocked here shortly, so I'm going to get a little fishing done in there, and going with my friends to go fishing other places. But, at least with the scooter, there's a lot of places I can get into now. And sounds funny, but I wasn't here 24 hours before I made my first... I kissed the floor the first time, and I thought I was going to end up in the hospital, but
luckily everything healed all right, and when I did have the x-rays done, there was nothing broken, but I was in pain for a few days, I know that. That's what happens when you, thinking you'll have too much confidence in your SEP and you turn around and trip over something.
Oh yeah, that's easy to do when you're moving and stuff, so. Okay, well, you know, the net's on every night of the week. And so, sometimes it's more check-ins, sometimes it's just a couple, it doesn't matter. It's all about quality, not quantity. And so maybe you make it part of your day and join in the evening. Kathy said control on Friday evening, and then there's become a member, there's some other net control positions that are open too, so if you still feel it desired, you know, they get a hold of Jeff or one of the people here on there, and they can make it happen, because I know you've been net control of Octane and stuff, so. Well, have a good evening, Rich. Try to stay cool, stay well hydrated. I'm going to go in and sit next to Kathy on the little seat there in the living room. Our house is kind of funny. It's really quite narrow. It's kind of a narrow house, the way it was designed. But it's long, probably like 70, 80 feet long. So I'm going to go see what she's up to and get ready for the next day. So have a good evening. They will be around here. We'll check into Octon. I know Jack has a call up. Comes up here. M2KPR. Sound good there, Rich. Good luck with getting everything adjusted. WATU 73 for now.
Okay, 73, John. Hey, Dan. Didn't get a chance to sign out with you. Okay, we'll talk to you guys again, and yeah, I'll probably swing over and do a stay here and check in, Doc. And what the heck? And to keep you.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. And I will add that I didn't have to get a chance to get back in, but it was good to hear into KPR in there tonight. So, looking for stations, with or without traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
AOW just got in. Good evening, Jack.
And to KPR. Good evening, Jack.
This is... And to WBX. Good evening.
You. Hello, John. And 5AOW, hello Bob. And 2KPR, hello Rich. I know where you are, I heard you mention the place, so. If you got different phone numbers and so on, you might drop it to me on the email. Call, you know, my call is the same, just the call at ARRL.net. Okay, and N2WBX. So, Dennis, thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated. And looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations for our time? Thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 that ends up.